four-wheel motor. That's why the option difference is it's just a straight V6 instead of the EcoBoost.
And it's for, there's no other vehicles available now?
No.
For the deal.
No, we can't order it. And there's no other dealerships.
I mean, we don't have in the Sheriff's Department no other vehicles available for the detective.
No. No, everything that we stripped out this year, we had one that was left running that could make it to Ozark, and it was questionable about whether it was going to make it up there to be stripped out.
So. The turbo, that's not a feature that's going to hinder
for a detective, anyone. It won't hinder nothing.
So here we're to ask for a motion vote per RSM 050.780.2 to enter into the record approval of this purchase, please.
Let me ask one more thing, then. By going ahead and doing it now, just simply then it'll come out of the 2019 budget. It'll just be lowered for that amount for the vehicles.
Right. This was one that was scheduled to be replaced in that budget.
Thank you.
Do we have, would there be a reason to try to acquire the other two that they have available to save money for next year?
Available still.
They still might not, okay.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if it'd save us. You know,
they actually bought 13 of them last week, and they were
they're already
the
all gone.
Week, there was three available.
Okay. So first we need to probably waive the requirement for competitive bids. Is that?
You just make a motion to approve this CEP as written. The documentation that's turned into legal has all those details on it.
Who wrote this up? Do you know?
You conferred with the attorney on this procedure, did you not, Mr. Erickson?
Sure.
Yes.
I don't know if you guys wanted to do the... Just to make sure everything's good, I'll move to waive the requirement of competitive bids of the purchase of a 2018 Ford Explorer Police Interceptor to minimize serious disruption in county services, including public safety, as set out in the request for emergency procurement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
We haven't bought it yet. Move to approve the purchase of 2018 Ford Explorer Police Interceptor for $31,250 from Lou Foos Motors, subject to execution of a purchase agreement.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
My understanding, your understanding, if I can just come down next year's budget.
It'll come out of this year.
Right?
I'm assuming it'll come out of this year's budget. We're lowering next year's.
Yeah.
Come out of this year's funds.
Right. We'll look at lowering next year's budget.
Yes.
Senior Tax Board appointment.
Two positions and two applications, is that right?
Two apps.
Go ahead.
So on one of them, I don't have a problem with. I don't know. Do we need to look at? She's not in here. Do we need to look at make sure there's no conflicts?
The board chairman has approved both of these.
I understand the board chairman might.
It's an after hours meeting. There meets at 5:30.
Does any of those funds funnel through to where they would be audited by our auditor?
Good point.
I think the individual would be great. I'm not. I'm just making sure there's no.
The board is appointed by the commission.
Right.
And
it's not like the health department funds because we don't. it does go through our, that'd be my only question.
Maybe that's a question we should ask our attorney.
Like I said, I think she'd be a great board member. I just want to make sure there's no...
Yes, she'd make an excellent board member. Well, I'd make the motion to appoint, if I pronounce his name right, David E. Schumel, to fulfill the term that expires, Corey Klein, expired December 31st, 2018.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
And then you want to...
they'll check with their attorney.
Let's check on the other one. I'm just looking to see.
Okay. Bill Dirt Agreement. Steve Feeling.
Morning.
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 I'm assuming it's for more than the three loads?
Yes.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
We've looked at it. Everything's good on it.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Steve Phelan.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Field dirt agreement. Michael George and Lorraine Pinganzo.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Michael E. George and Lorraine E. Pangrazio.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. County surplus tax sales discussion.
Ready?
Yep.
If you guys are talking, or this is to either give my office the approval to process all the checks that after the redemption's done, or if we want the process to change and go through the commission, through accounts payable each time. In the past, it's always you do a blanket approval, and then once the property's redeemed, then they come directly to my office, and then I write the check.
Whenever you write the check, is it a warrant, or what is it that comes through? So you just write the check?
Because you give that blanket approval, kind of like you do on approval. My manual checks for Flex and all that stuff.
And then Rick's office still audits it, correct?
He still signs every check that goes through them.
Can we, since the statute changed on August 28th this year, can we break it out and first discuss the part of the redemption the way the statute does? Like if someone redeems the property, can you tell us the documentation on behalf of the commission that you've always got to prove that that's the correct owner?
I always get the documentation from the collector's office, and then we always get a copy of their driver's license to go with it just to verify that that is the person, because the collector's office would already verify that they have a legal right to redeem that property.
The law didn't change how it's refunded by accounts payable or treasurer's office. The law change had something to do with something else, correct?
Yeah, what changed was the second part of the statute where it says a surplus fund shall be first distributed to the former lien holder of record and shall not That's by after the collector deed is given.
Right.
And but not through the redemption process. And not to be done 90 days before that lien holder is presenting. So that would be like two separate parts. First, it's at the redemption. And the reason that commission and collector and treasurer's office had always done that away was as a help to the taxpayer in order for them to, if their property has sold the tax sale, the purchaser is guaranteed that surplus back. In the redemption process, they're guaranteed that all of that. So after they have to, now the process is they have to pay it up front to the collector to get the redeem, and then they take that proof that they have paid that money, and then they can go to the treasurer's office and get the surplus back because they're just supposed to be out the cost of the sale, the taxes.
So it allows the taxpayer, once they redeem it, to get their funds faster. But no, the law didn't change the process. It just...
and you came, and I'm just... Your question was, is do we want to keep the process the same or do we want to change it?
And the reason for that is because of the new law, how it's going to change after the collector's deed. It says they should go before the commission. There's a lot more steps to to determine. Because if there's two lien holders that come, if they can't agree, then it's supposed to be approved by the commission. So either, but you could vote to have me do that process, or if we want to do all those separately and me just do this redemption. But if it's passed, that if it's a collector's deed one, if you want that to be brought before you, or if you want them all brought before you, it's just...
We could vote for her to do it all, and you've got her attorney's letter on it. For the treasurer to continue to get all the documentation and everything, or we could have for the treasurer, to continue with the redemption, if the property's redeemed, so the taxpayer can go claim the surplus back, and then they could still come before the commission if, after the deed is issued, under the new part of the statute...
If there's a question as to who...
Of the lien holder. Or you could have it. So there's three ways to go there. Sorry.
Lots of options.
I would suggest, as far as the redemption process, continue with the treasury.
Right. And then if there's any question as to who the lien is, then come to the commission. Is that what you're...
I'm thinking that if there's any question on the lien.
That's the process I would like.
Okay.
But I'm willing to work whichever way.
So how do we need to word that in a motion? Or do we need to, I mean...
Well, the statute does...
I was going to say the statute, go ahead.
It says go before the commission the question, and then if there's a question beyond that, go to the circuit court. So for the treasurer's protection and all, if she has any question at all on the proof of the lien holder... Like if two came forward.
Then you just need to come to the commission. So what do you need from us, though, to keep the redemption?
I don't know how you word it, but a blanket approval for any redemption check sent that...
And if any questions should arise, they can come for the commission.
I think like when we do for like our task and stuff, it's called an order. An ACH order, but I don't know how you'd word the redemption.
So we allow treasurer to
approve checks,
approve all redemption. I'm trying to think how it would be worded.
It would be actually, it would need to be named surplus.
Yeah.
What about under statute 142.30, the county commission allows the treasurer to issue the surplus checks to the parties qualifying upon documentation given. If there's any question in regard to a lien holder, it would be brought before the county commission.
You're not going to be able to say that again, are you?
Pardon?
So you're not going to be able to say that again, are you?
Well, did you find a fault with that?
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying... I would add approve, like issue and approve.
Issued and?
And approve surplus checks.
Issued and approved on the treasurer's part?
Yeah. Or approving.